Aviation fuel is available in several grades. The proper grade for a specified engine is listed in the aircraft flight manual. If the proper grade of fuel is not available, it is possible to use the next higher grade. A lower grade of fuel should never be used. So if your aircraft is designed to run on a lower grade fuel, you can use a higher grade fuel. Use of low grade fuel, or a fuel-air mixture which is too lean, may cause what's called detonation. Detonation is the uncontrolled, spontaneous explosion of the fuel-air mixture. Detonation produces extreme heat, which often progresses into pre-ignition, causing structural stress on part of the engine. It is explosive combustion instead of normal combustion. To prevent detonation, always use the proper grade of fuel, maintain a sufficiently rich mixture, and maintain engine temperatures within the recommended limits. Aviation gasolines are identified by octane or performance numbers, which designate the anti-knock value or knock resistance of the fuel mixture in the engine cylinder. The higher the grade of gasoline, the more pressure the fuel can withstand without detonating. Pre-ignition is the premature burning of the fuel-air mixture. It's caused by an incandescent area in the cylinder, such as carbon or lead deposit, that's heated to glow red hot. It serves as an igniter in advance of normal ignition. So, once again, aircraft engines are designed to operate using a specific grade of fuel as recommended by the manufacturer. A lower numbered octane fuel is used in lower compression engines because these fuels ignite at lower temperature. Higher octane fuels are used in higher compression engines because they must ignite at higher temperatures, but not prematurely. If the proper grade of fuel is not available, it's possible to use the next higher grade as a substitute. Dyes are added to aviation fuel to help assist in the identification of the proper fuel grade. If fuel grades are mixed together, the dyes become clear or colorless. Grade 80 aviation fuel is dyed red, 100 is dyed green, 100 low lead is blue, and turbine fuel is colorless. Fuel contamination. Water and dirt in the fuel system are dangerous. Of the accidents attributed to power plant failure from fuel contamination, most have been traced to four items. 1. Inadequate pre-flight inspection of the pilot. 2. Servicing of aircraft with improperly filtered fuel from small tanks or drums. 3. Storing the aircraft with partially filled fuel tanks. And 4. Lack of proper maintenance. Fuel can become contaminated by water or dirt. The air inside of the aircraft fuel tanks can cool at night. This cooling forms water droplets through condensation on the inside of the tanks. These droplets then fall into the fuel. To avoid this problem, always fill the tanks completely when parking overnight. Thoroughly drain all of the aircraft's sumps, drains, and strainers before flight to get rid of all the water that might have collected. Dirt can get into the fuel if refueling equipment is poorly maintained or if the fueling operation is sloppy. Use care when refueling an airplane. Be able to identify suspended water droplets in the form of a cloudy appearance of the fuel or the clear separation of water from the colored fuel, which occurs after the water has settled to the bottom of the tank. Water is the principal contaminant of fuel. 2. Fuel pump systems are used on most airplanes. The main pump system is engine-driven, and an auxiliary electric pump is provided in the event the engine pump fails. The auxiliary pump, commonly referred to as a boost pump, provides added reliability, and it's also used as an aid in engine starting. The electric auxiliary pump is controlled by a switch in the cockpit.